This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A jury found the Aurora police officer who stopped Elijah McClain and put him in a carotid hold not guilty in McClain's death. Nathan Woodyard faced charges of reckless manslaughter and the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. McClain's mother, Shanine McClain, was seen weeping after the verdict was read. She spoke to 9 News.
Because I wanted to hit somebody. I wanted to kick something. I wanted to take out my vengeance on the ones that murdered my son, because there is no accountability within the justice system, and today proves it once again.
In 2019, Woodyard was the first officer to stop McClain and put the 23-year-old in a carotid hold. A third trial for the paramedics who gave McClain ketamine begins later this month. A new study suggests Colorado is on track to eliminate almost all carbon emissions from its electricity grid. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The state hired a consultant to conduct the study. It wanted to test if current policies would meet Governor Polis's goal for 100% renewable energy by 2040. And if not, it asked whether extra measures would end up costing ratepayers. Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office. To his surprise, it found,
we can get to nearly zero emission by 2040 without driving additional costs to customers.
But there was a small catch. To get all the way to zero emissions would require energy customers to kick in about an extra $9 billion. That money would then fund unproven investments like geothermal power plants. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Come find more of what's going on around our state at CPR.org.